I'm from the Bannamaya tribe, just out of Geraldton. Yeah, it's northeast of Geraldton, around the Yalgoo area. My family have been trying to fish out all our ancestry, because I was brought up in a white community, believing I was white for a while. Father taught us we were white, but he sort of said to us, you know, we're Kiwis. But we always had a sense that we weren't, for some unknown reason. We didn't know what we were. But my sisters, older sisters, they believed that we were Aboriginal. My father hated Aboriginals, and yet he married one. I could never work it out why. If we mentioned anything about Aboriginals in the house or anything, we'd get belted blue and Christ out of, you know. Went to school and that with a lot of Koori kids. I played with those kids more than I played with white kids. I used to get into trouble for that, even off the teachers. You know, I kept away from them black bastards.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't work out why. It was mainly in Kalgoorlie, where I was brought up. It was a very racial town against the Aboriginals. But there was a lot of us that lived there, had a lot of sympathy for them. They had a camp about a mile and a half out of Kalgoorlie. Even when I was around 8, 9 years of age, I used to get my bike and ride out a mile and a half and play with all the kids out in the camp there and learn a lot of things off the elders. Because I only found out I was Aboriginal around about 22 years ago, because my second elder sister, the one that used to get belted all the time because she kept saying we were Aboriginal, she eventually got through to the Western Australian Government, which was one of the hardest things. Got into the Aboriginal Affairs there, got a lot of information. She did a few trips up through to Yalgoo, Wongan Hills, places like that. Met some of the elders. They gave her some information, and she did rechecks on that. And it all came out in the open. Like, we got ancestry right back to 1834, when a Englishman married my great-great-grandmother. And it started off from there. It's hurt me over the years since by now, because I felt as though I missed out on a lot. Yeah, I learnt from those people out of Kalgoorlie when I used to go out and see them, but I never understood it. I used to love their culture and thinking, well, I wouldn't mind being one of them. I was up at Hopkins back in 2000 when I eventually found out the full story of my Aboriginality. And I was very hard to control emotionally.